Hello, lovers. We have a great episode coming up, but first we have a sexy invite for you.
That's right. We have a very special Valentine's Eve show coming up. That's this Monday, February 13th, 9:30 p.m. at the UCB East Village Theater.
It's our Valentine's Eve bash and the world premiere of our IFC Comedy Crib digital series, Ménage à Trois.
Oh, yes. I bet you can't wait to see that. And there'll also be some very special guests. We got Joe Firestone joining us.
We got Khaki King joining us.
We got Cocoon Central Dance Team joining us. And hopefully you joining us.
Can't wait to see you there. Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
You bet we do. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right, lover.
Hey.
How's it going?
Great. Feeling good.
You're wearing your cool, what's it called? Airbrushed tee?
Airbrushed, yeah, from the Wyoming Valley Mall.
That's where I get all my great t-shirts.
Hey, for all your airbrushing needs, that's the Wyoming Valley Mall, Wilkes-Barre Township, Pennsylvania.
Speaking of cool stuff, you know this publishing whiz. She's your friend, the one with the hair.
She's Ménage à Trois Radio's self-proclaimed biggest fan.
She goes by many names, Wayne Train, the Wayne, Lil D. Snyder, and she's even made out with Haas.
We love her dearly, and we are fully engorged to welcome the lovely Jane Hammer.
Welcome, Wayne.
Woo, thank you.
I feel like you've gotten a lot of shout-outs, so for our loyal listeners, they'll know who you are.
Oh, yes.
If they've been following along, they know who I am.
Yes. Oh, yeah. She's the wind beneath our wings.
The wind beneath our wings.
The wind beneath our... I was trying to think of like a set. Like she's the jizz beneath our...
Sheets.
But yes. Yeah. Better. Much better.
It's an honor to be the jizz beneath your sheets.
So, how does it feel? You've heard a lot of the episodes, maybe all of them. How does it feel to be in the studio?
It's pretty surreal. I'm surprised that there really are padded walls.
Yes. Oh, yes. We get locked in by Haas, and then we can't, they can't hear our screams.
Yeah. I'm very excited to finally see the tablecloth.
Yes. It's never been washed. There's little nasty hard spots from all
it's
of our
softer
guests.
Than I expected. Considering it has all the hard spots.
Considering the wear and tear it's
we'll
taking.
We'll feel here.
A little crusty spot.
Yeah, that's crusty.
Yeah, these crusty spots are like the map, the roadmap of our program.
Of our lives.
Show all the different
of
pieces.
Our life.
Yeah, we've talked this thing up a lot, I bet.
Did you think
it in person.
It was... Yeah, it is soft.
It's just
though.
As sexy as I imagine.
Yeah.
I think
it really sets the mood.
I think it'll outlive us all. It's kind of like a Twinkie.
Oh, yeah, this isn't
kind of
going
material.
Anywhere.
It's like highly flammable, made out of like, I don't know.
Water beads off of it.
Yeah. Cum soaks right in.
Yeah, it just reproduces and...
Speaking of cum, we like to wine and dine our guests.
Wow, that was one of your best.
Thank
I
you.
Feel.
Cum guzzler.
We try to be a very, very classy
we
program.
Do.
Aside from the cum guzzling.
And Jane, being a
classy
lady, asked for a tall boy.
Tall boy. Yes.
Just a tall boy.
Just a tall boy.
As much beer as possible in a can.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Which, we got a variety pack here of
we
tall boys.
Carlsberg, Bitburger, Blue
basically
Moon,
having a tasting.
It is. It's a tall boy tasting, yes.
Tall boy, a tall young man is what fancy people would call a tall boy.
Sure.
A tall gentleman.
A tall gentleman.
A tall gentle boy.
16 ounces or more.
It's true. I believe that we've all probably had tall boys together before.
Oh, yeah. This isn't the first time we've shared.
Today's still special, but... I mean, maybe you guys have never had a tall boy together?
Have we never had a tall boy together? Jesus Christ.
That would be surprising.
I know.
I don't remember. But that might mean that we've had a lot.
Yes, we've shared many a tall boy.
We recently all drank a box of wine together.
I'm still so proud of us. Mm-hmm. I've been meaning to text you about that.
That's the tall boy of the vineyard, I would
say.
We
brought over a box, and I was like, oh, there'll be leftovers so they can entertain again. And nope.
No, certainly not.
Before the evening was even over, it was tapped.
We even had to, like, take the, like, plastic bladder out and like squeeze every drop of wine.
Yep.
We're just classy AF. So Wayne, you single, looking to mingle?
I am not. I am in a relationship, living with a lovely gentleman.
Interesting, interesting. How long has that been going
Speaking
on?
Speaking of tall boys.
Yeah.
He is. He's tall. A tall boy.
He is tall. Almost 2 years now.
Mm.
He's delightful.
What is
he? Is he treating you right?
Oh, here we go.
Here we go, Oz.
Just waiting for when that was going to happen.
Yeah, yep.
The dark
yes,
horse.
Yes, he is treating me right.
All right, well, you let me know.
What
You'll
would
be
you
the
do?
First to know, Haas.
What would you do if you found out that
Haas is on like my single call list? Like if I were to be single again,
yeah,
that phone number will just resurface.
Oh, yes. That's nice, Haas. Did you hear that?
I did.
You made the list.
Promising.
That's great.
Maybe you can kill Jane's boyfriend.
Yeah. That. Well, come on. All right. Let's take it easy. But hey, that's some incentive for you to be on your best behavior.
Who are you talking to?
Who are you talking to?
Well, I'm assuming. I don't know the gentleman's name, but I'm assuming he's listening.
I think Eric is probably listening.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. He does, like, important work that helps people, so maybe he doesn't listen.
He might be doing other things.
These trashy programs. Eric, you're
He likes delightful. Podcasts. He can listen to this while he's running.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
He runs, does he?
Haas ran from the cops once and had a heart attack.
Yeah.
That was in the police report.
They just let him go because they felt bad.
Yeah. This guy's...
He crumpled, so we left. Oh, man.
It's a great defense, the crumple.
Just being Haas is punishment enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
we'll move on.
Oh, man, you're really getting it today.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
Speaking of poor health, what do you guys say we slide on over to sexy science? What do we do here, darling?
Well, here we like to rip articles from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines.
We know Jane is a lady about town.
She really is.
So we dug this one from the New York Times, this publication.
That's like
a gray lady.
Yes.
The most reputable source we've ever used on this program.
It's true. The title of this number is Does Breast Milk Have a Sex Bias?
It's almost up. I'm sorry. Maybe next time.
I couldn't understand.
Hold on. Oh, it was cut off. The only relevant part. It was that classic Got Milk ad. The Aaron Burr when he has the peanut butter sandwich or whatever the fuck he's choking on.
I couldn't understand. Am I deaf?
Yeah. No.
The point of the commercial is he's like got peanut butter in his mouth.
And he calls in, he's an Aaron Burr enthusiast.
That's the point of the commercial.
Aaron Burr.
This
you
ad
don't remember
was
that?
All, yeah. It was a Super Bowl ad,
I
believe.
Is that an athlete?
No, Aaron Burr shot Alexander
Warren
Hamilton.
Moon was.
Oh, guys. Yeah. I'm really
that was the only thing we knew
time.
About Hamilton back in the 90s.
Yes.
Before the big
before
musical.
The musical. Yes.
Now we know everything.
Yes.
I
now
still
we know
don't.
All of it. They rapped.
Yes.
They rapped back then.
That was new information to me.
Literally all I remember from the milk campaign is just like sexy people with like the jizz on their lip.
The Olsen twins were the most disturbing.
Yes.
It was like in like the teen magazines. And I was like,
no,
they're like
no.
You got it, dude.
Like, people are fapping to this. This is not good.
No. Mm-hmm.
This is not for children.
No.
Fapping to the milk ads.
Cut a little hole where the mouth is. That's mm-hmm. what I did. The Gabby Reese one.
That
really
yeah.
stuck with me.
That was a big one.
Is she the pro volleyball player?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know.
She was a tall glass of milk.
Hamilton,
she
but
was
I
a
know
tall glass of milk.
Volleyball. Tall glass of milk. Okay.
Because you're an athlete. It's okay.
I'm such an athlete.
I consider you an athlete.
That's so nice. We've been doing. Oh, can we take another segue? We've been doing like.
Can we?
This yoga.
Oh, the DDP. Yeah. Diamond Dallas like, Page's yoga program. He's an ex-wrestler.
He's an Ooh. Ex-wrestler, though. So it's like rawr yoga.
Intense, aggressive yoga.
Aggressive yes. yoga. Aggressive. And he changed all the yoga pose names to like instead of sun salute, this is touchdown. So it'll like make
Accessible.
Like old fat
I like
dudes want to
yeah.
work out. It's really great, though. I would recommend it.
Yes.
Whatever brings people to yoga.
That's the truth.
We're on day 4. How do we look?
You're glowing.
Ooh.
Wow. That might
it might
be
just
my...
be what, that it's so hot in here, but
oh, yeah.
it could also be the yoga.
No, we glisten.
Are you uncomfortable?
Oh, no, I'm good.
It gets really hot in here.
It's yeah. toasty right now because it's cold and miserable outside.
We have a theory that Haas just farts into the room.
Yeah, Haas' flatulence keeps this fire burning in here.
It keeps us alive. It's like, what's that, Snowpiercer, where like everybody has
oh, on
a,
yeah,
plays a role?
Yep. Haas is just in the corner, just into that Snowpiercer train.
Murph eats babies.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be in that party room. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
There's like the party room where everyone wears fur and just gets fucked up.
Yeah.
I just love Tilda Swinton in that movie.
Oh,
yes.
We like applauded character. When we watched it in the theater.
Same.
Where's the Oscar nomination for Tilda Swinton?
Please.
It also took me a moment. I wasn't aware she was in the film. And then she came out and I was like, this amazing yeah. character. And then I took a double
Iconic.
Take. Like, this is fucking Tilda Swinton.
She disappears into her roles, which is crazy for like a 9-foot ginger.
Yes. Hard to hide when you're a 9-foot ginge.
It is.
Right? Am I right, Eric? couldn't hide from the...
That hot Viking.
No.
Who may or may not listen to podcasts. So what should we talk about this article?
No, absolutely not.
All right. Listen, does breast milk have a sex bias? The Times did a study to test the Travers-Willard hypothesis, which suggests that when times are good, mammals have more boys. our supply and supply them with more resources so they can compete for a mate. And when times are bad, they have more daughters and they receive less resources. I just mush mouthed that whole thing. Sorry, I hadn't read that yet. Murph put that one together. But it sounds like when times are good, more boys. Pro boys when times
so that boys yeah go out and can compete for a mate. So in the case of breast milk, a group of women studied in Massachusetts produced higher quality milk with greater energy, lipids, and other
constituents for their sons and their daughters.
That's not how that's spelled.
Wait, so they're basically making better milk for the boys though.
Let's talk about the copy right. of this.
That's
Who the fuck wrote this?
It's because it's from
shit.
The Times. We can't
Pause,
understand
I'll never
it.
Make fun of you again.
The gray lady's too
You've
smart
been, We've
us.
Been handing you just Dr. Seuss nonsense all these years.
Well, this kind of, I mean, this is really fucked up, but it kind of makes sense because I feel like in bad times, what you really do need are healthy women because it only needs one dude to make more babies. Dudes are like not as important.
Yes.
I'm just talking about the species. Hey, like
it was the breast milk of times.
The worst milk of times?
Yeah, yeah.
It was the Nesquik of times.
Dickens knew what was up.
You didn't get there, but I like the direction you just
took. I do.
Took.
Well, Jane is literary, and I knew she'd finish it for me.
Yeah, we should have had Jane explain this to us, because we don't understand it.
I'm still kind of confused, too. I figured boys would need more energy to, like, fight each other
yes.
in bad times. Like, you need a military to sort of guard the...
But I always think that women are stronger because... I don't mean physically stronger. Obviously, men are, statistically. But I think the fact that women still manage to, like, carry babies to term and give birth, literally in, like, famines and, like, wars and, like, that they life, have to yeah. be tense.
Life finds a way?
Yeah, life would find a way. Jeff Goldblum. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile,
with us.
Dudes are like, watch us dunk basketballs and get paid millions.
What?
You ever dunk a basketball?
Yeah, this breast milk thing is basically a metaphor for like men just getting everything.
Mm-hmm.
Male privilege.
Yes. There's right? a privilege in the breast milk.
How does your tit, I guess because you gave birth to it, your body knows the sex. But you know in the old days they had wet nurses?
Oh, yeah.
Would your tit
I always wondered how that worked.
Know if the baby sucking on it had a dick?
That's
would
a good question.
Would your tit know if the baby's sucking on it had a dick?
Mm. Can you Google that, us?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And give us the very first image that comes up. Tweet it out.
I'm just going to read one more part of this so we can try to understand it. Economically sufficient Kenyan mothers, according to another study, produce milk with higher fat concentration for their sons than for their daughters, whereas the reverse was true for poor mothers. What does that mean, the reverse part? It just sounds like dudes get better breast milk. Is mm-hmm. that sound?
It sounds like with more nutrients to sustain, I feel.
It makes sense that more well-off women would have more healthy breast milk just because they're eating better diets.
Yeah. Right.
But why would they just save it for the boys?
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
That's kind of shitty.
What's the evolutionary sense of that?
I have another question. So you have twins, fraternal boy and girl. Is one tit shit milk for the girl and one tit is like good fatty milk for the boy?
I just grabbed my tits
while I was saying
is
that.
Is this the only reason men are taller than we are?
Maybe.
And stronger?
That's why they're dunking.
What if you just started feeding women breast milk meant for men and
Ooh.
See what happens?
Oh.
That's an experiment.
Then we wouldn't have to march. On Washington.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Fucking
exactly.
New York Times.
Jane, you marched on New York. How was it?
I did. It was delightful. I thought I would be scared of the crowds mm-hmm. and get all nervous, but the energy was so
positive.
Peaceful. Yeah. It was like we were all mad, but we weren't like
mad
violent
at each other.
Or, yeah. There was no negativity there. It was like a positive anger that was like channeling into something more
yes.
important.
Unified.
Yeah.
What's the thing we were chanting? Something about that.
There were so many good chants.
There were so many good chants. One of my favorites was, you're orange, you're gross, you lost the popular vote.
Oh, I like that.
That was a really good. And then a sign I saw that I really liked was, tweet each other how you would like to be tweeted.
Oh,
the golden rule.
The golden
there
rule
was a lot of
the
golden
new...
rule, not golden showers.
Yes,
I saw those signs.
Mm. I saw free Melania.
Those are always very
I
nice.
Just loved the diversity of like the and the cleverness of the craftsmanship.
I liked keep your
like,
rosaries off my ovaries.
Yes.
Mm.
I liked that a lot. And I liked the elephant in the womb.
Ooh.
And they did the Republican elephant in a uterus. Guys, they were so good. I think it's interesting you brought up the peaceful thing, though, because we were talking about that. And the March on Washington, there were like a bajillion people. Not one person got arrested. Mm-hmm. And like somebody would come by in a wheelchair or like an old woman or somebody with a baby who needed a little more space. And everybody just, the crowds parted.
Everyone was super polite to each other.
And it was so packed. Somebody, you'd hit someone in the head with a sign. They'd be like, it's fine. And you'd like give them a hug. Like it was so wonderful.
Everyone was just so excited to be out and doing something good, mm-hmm. as opposed to, like, cowering in fear.
Yeah. But I'm like, if there were, like, five times the amount of people at, like, a fucking concert where people get trampled, like,
oh, yeah. Well, that's probably
impressive.
Why I don't like crowds.
Woodstock
yeah.
94.
Like
lest we forget. That sequel to Woodstock just turned into a
The one in the 90s was violent?
Oh, well, no,
were,
I guess there was a
there were
there
two
was a
in the
second,
90s.
There was a second Woodstock.
There
what
was a 94 for the 25th
that's
anniversary
right.
and then 99.
I think 99 was the one that fell apart.
One devolved into fires.
One, there wasn't enough water, and everyone lost their
minds. But that's the thing. Once those corporate hands get on it, there was a lot of sponsorships of that Woodstock 2 that they started, you know, they hoard the water. It's the first thing to
do. You know what it is, though?
Unless you have $5 a bottle.
Got to play, yeah.
Not to be sexist or selective, but I think it's also... sexist or... selectively sexist, basically, but it's mostly women. Like, a lot of dudes were out there marching, but women bring snacks, women bring water, women take care of each other. Like, it's like,
yes, well,
it was so, there was such, like, a warmth. It was insane.
Meanwhile, the fat dudes just suckling at that teat with all the good milk.
Yeah, the dudes at home suckling at the teat.
Just suckling at the teat.
I also liked all the signs. Sorry, I just want to talk about this for one more minute because it was like a really great experience. I liked all the guys. Like, I saw a lot of men with signs that were just like men of quality, support equality.
Yeah, that
and
was
like
a good one.
Male by birth, feminist by choice, just good. And you see like a dude just walking along with a huge sign, and you wanted to just like blow them right there, JK.
Yeah.
No, just pat him on the back. You know, thanks, brother.
Just a friendly pat.
Pat on the back of Washington D.C. I believe. That's the nation's capital. Pat on the back is a...
It is the nation's capital.
That is true.
Is the blowjob.
It means something else down there.
It sure does.
Does it? I want to learn.
I want your experiment to happen of the giving the breast
milk. The twins.
This seems like
something scientists should be doing or should have already done.
I think there's something about twins in this article.
They don't.
No.
There was something about twins?
There was something that I
it would be amazing if literally a valve switched off. They're like, oh, now the girl's feeding. Just give her the dredges.
Well, if you just milk, though, if it's a machine, what is the breast
milk? What about formula?
Oh, yeah, when you're pumping, are you pumping?
Oh, yeah.
Formula. Formula is the same.
Well, I can understand if you only have one child and it's male or female, then your body is, making one kind of milk.
Right.
But the wet nurses or twins. That
or like In Hand That Rocks the Cradle when DeMornay starts breastfeeding the other lady's kid to make it like her better.
Yeah.
Whew.
What kind of milk was that kid getting?
I don't know. And
they didn't explore that in the picture.
So there's milk, boy milk, girl
lemonade.
Milk, lemonade. And is the fudge the same for both?
I like to think that the fudge has equality. I think the fudge just fudge across the board. Once you make it to, you go around the corner and you're getting your fudge.
But you think about it, the fudge is a direct byproduct of the milk.
That's true.
Can't make fudge without milk.
Yep.
No.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Wow. This makes me feel very sad for women. But hopeful for the New York Times, because I couldn't even understand
I'm hopeful
that
for the New York Times. I feel like they'll
they're going to get there.
They'll withstand this new generation of digital media.
Oh, yeah. They're making videos.
I pulled that article from a hard copy of the New York Times.
Really?
No. No, Lord.
I was like, we had
Do those
a
still exist?
2017. No. Oh, my. Well, we answered some questions.
We asked some, too.
We asked, we answered. We have some more.
If anybody has some information on those twins, let us know.
Yes, please. They both those twins had Coors Light, I think.
The one beer not represented here today.
Listener love.
Let's do it.
Listener mailbag.
Jane, people, they need help, and we're bad at giving it, as you well know. You've heard us soil the sheets many times.
Yeah, you've heard us just talk.
I've always wanted to hop in. I'm glad I finally get a chance to.
I mean, yes, this is the time.
This is your chance to shine. Don't fuck it up.
Ooh.
Sorry.
You just got that nasty breast milk.
How's the program doing so far for you?
Pretty good.
As our biggest fan.
I'm really impressed that you found a New York Times article.
Wow.
We thought
that was
we
great.
To bring it
was
for
very
you.
Sciencey.
Yes.
That was some real sexy science.
Yes.
You could tell it was very scientific because like, we had no fucking clue. Yeah, we were just like, well, we're just going to repeat
what's going on. Someone was murdered.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, that one.
You came up with some good theories, though. The one breast with the good milk, the one breast with the shitty milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what if you only have one breast? What if you have three? What if you're the woman from
Total
Recall?
There's just so many questions that need to be answered. The New York Times needs to get on it.
Times, your only hope.
I know we need to move on, but I would also wonder if that's the same with other mammals. Like, is a cow's teat selective?
I left that part out, too.
Well, there was too much to put on one note card.
Exactly. You know, and I play God in these scenarios. I'm like, what do I need people to know? What don't I need them to know? I'm going to quote a New York Times article, but I'm only going to select certain parts of it. And I'm not going to understand those parts.
We're so like that's, Fox News.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Oh, fake news, hashtag fake news. Okay, Haas, let's help some folks.
All right, sure. Our first question comes from Nate via our Twitter, at Minaj Radio. Nana says, what is it about the corn dog that people find so sexually appealing?
Well, it's phallic.
Yes.
Yeah. I've never heard that, but when you said corn dog, I got so hungry. But not for sex, for food.
They're so similar. The hunger for sex and the hunger for food.
Yeah. Do you think it's...
just filling holes.
That's all. You just fill... Just,
yes.
And corn dogs fill both.
That's true. You could. You could find
I wouldn't fuck a corn dog, though, because the breading would come off and then you get a little yeasty infection.
I would, like, eat the bread first.
And then fuck the dog.
Yeah.
Which part's the corn?
Eat the bread and then fuck your neighbor's dog.
Oh, it's like an actual dog. No.
Like, I ate a loaf of bread.
Leave the dog alone.
The dog. Yeah.
Also, I just had an image of inserting that corn dog into my rectum and then slowly pulling just the stick out.
Yes.
And then it's just the stick and you're like, yeah. I'm a hero at this party.
Well, the covering could be like the condom.
I was thinking it's like a
pre-wrapped dog.
And that's the kind of condom you want because it turns like your little needle dick into like a big fatty.
Some beef.
It's like the padded bra of condoms.
Oh, yes.
Why don't they have padded condoms?
They could be inflatable.
Yes. You could just blow it up and you're like, and then it would pop inside you and you'd have an O.
Padded condoms. Balloon, the pop and the O, is that what you said?
Yeah, like in my back.
Ooh. Ooh. And the ripped for her pleasure would be like those packing bubbles.
Packing peanuts.
Yep.
You just stuff your holes full of packing peanuts. Hop in the box and go to grandma's house.
Grandmother's house and fuck the dog.
I was thinking about like shipping, packing peanuts. All right,
I followed you there.
Thank you.
So, yeah, you're helped.
Did we help?
Wait, where's the bell?
Oh, I didn't know if we had helped.
I was so excited to see the bell.
So
I know,
we find
the bell is here.
We say corn dogs are sexy.
You can also ring.
We're inventing padded condoms.
Because condoms are sexy. Save sex is sexy.
Save sex is sexy.
I'm trying to bring that back.
That's good subliminal.
I feel like condoms were sexy in the 90s, and now they're like boring. It's like, no.
Yeah.
They're still cool.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're very cool. Cooler now. Probably better now.
Much cooler now.
Yeah, there's more variety.
In my day, it was just a trash bag on a dong.
Right? Or like saran wrap.
Now they got all kinds of
rubber band
flavors.
And some saran wrap.
Maybe you get a corn flavored condom.
Oh, the corn dog flavored condom.
Is that Monsanto?
That is. That's big.
We don't want any
food.
GMOs.
No.
No GMOs in our condoms.
Keep
please.
Your GMOs out of my GM holes.
That's another good chant.
Guys, I'm like not.
You should bring that to the next march. The climate march, April 29th.
What is that here?
DC.
I can't keep going to DC every weekend. Jeez.
Yeah, the turnout of the climate march is gonna be, I bet, less than the
I don't know. I think if you started talking about GMOs in your holes, you could really get people interested.
Two across.
I have to say I'm confused though, because on whitehouse.gov they took off all the climate change stuff. So
yeah, I think that means they solved it.
Yeah,
I think Trump solved it. So we should really just So. We can just go back to eating corn dogs and also fucking.
They also took all the civil rights things off whitehouse.gov.
That's solved, too.
Yeah.
We're now officially in a post-racial society.
Yep. Got it. Post-racial corn dog fucking society.
I think you're right,
We've
though,
done it.
That there's no way the climate march can be as big. Because literally an entire gender, like, turned on.
Of course.
Turned on.
And look, we could find another planet, but you can't. You got to have women. You got to have women. You know,
especially on another planet.
Yeah.
Yes. Very important on another planet.
We just watched Herzog's documentary on the internet.
Oh, the Lo and Behold or whatever.
There was. Have you seen that?
It's about the internet, or you watched it on the internet?
It's about the internet.
It's about Herzog's
journey. I have not
journey.
Seen that. Well, I saw his documentary on volcanoes, and it was amazing.
Yes.
Was it on the internet? But did you watch it on the internet?
It was a streaming device, so
there you
yes.
go.
Technically, in
so technically, yes.
Yes.
Well, this just had like a lot of like Q&A with Elon Musk talking about like oh. Mars and population and stuff. And it actually sounds like we're a lot farther away from that than people think.
Farther mm-hmm. away?
Yeah. Like people think like that could happen tomorrow. And they're oh. like, actually, that's not.
I thought you were talking distance.
Lance Bass oh. is patiently watching, waiting.
yes.
To get on that
yeah,
rocket.
Bass.
We should and hoping he's there. He's waiting.
I want him to be the first one there.
I do.
Me too.
Yes.
And I don't think a woman would help in that
first
situation.
First pass on the moon.
No, a woman would not. No, Bass doesn't want to land on Mars and see a planet full of women.
No, certainly not.
He didn't sign up for that.
No, no, no.
He's looking for those Martian hard bodies.
Mm-hmm. Aren't we all?
yes. Haas, who do we have asking for help? Anyone else?
Our second question is from an anonymous query on our Facebook page.
These are always interesting.
Non asks, maybe I'm just getting old, but I don't get this new trend of couples braiding each other's pubes. Please explain it to me.
Is that a
confused
thing?
Old elderly person? Are the kids up to this nowadays?
I didn't think it was a thing, but
Jason,
it's like
you're a link to the children.
It reminds me of those like the safe going back to safe sex. It was always like what you could do instead of sex, but that's still intimate.
Like
it was always
soaking?
Like hold hands, like. Passionate long, not soaking. no, it was like passionate long kisses and holding hands and massages. It was like trying to get teenagers to realize that there were other ways to like feel connected to another human being.
But
other
what's funny about
off,
that
yeah.
is if you do any of that, it's going to
lead
make you want
to sure.
fuck.
Mm-hmm. It'll just make you want to do it even more.
Yeah.
That's
I
true.
Realize that now. Back then I was like, this seems like a good idea.
You're like, this is great. Yeah, if you're doing a pubic braid though, I actually think that could be good because I don't know. If that would make me want to have sex.
It's a good way to find out if your partner has crabs.
It is a
good
way.
Ooh, yes.
Way.
Picking through the brush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm back on the market, so I've been, you know, like manscaping, like keeping it pretty trim. I feel like you got to have a lot. You have to have a mound.
For braiding.
To be able to braid it.
It's true.
I was thinking about that, too.
It's true. Also, you made some assumptions in the same way as the corn dog person. You're saying this is a thing. And then,
everyone's saying.
And then we just assume it's a thing.
It's probably just a thing amongst hippies.
Right.
Right. Yeah, you do have to have like a beefy bush to braid it.
They're like the same people that put flowers in their beards and stuff.
Yes. These flower children.
I've seen that on the internet.
That?
Also like jingle balls.
I've seen the jingle balls.
I've seen the jingle balls.
I like that. Festive.
The jingle balls could go in the pubes and then they'd be real jingle balls.
Yes.
It's so much effort, I feel though, for depending on your line of work, your lifestyle. Not a lot of people would see the time and effort that went into the braiding.
It's for your one special person.
Yeah, right. It's foreplay, essentially. The thing is, though, you're a very hairy gentleman, and I don't think I could even braid your body hair.
You'd probably have to straighten it first.
Yes. Yeah. Get a relaxer in there and start to go from
get a
there.
Nice hot iron
ooh.
Near
yes.
ooh. Your junk.
Right near ooh.
To
your
bits. Straighten the pubes so you can braid them.
I yep. trust your steady hand, dear.
Do you?
After a few bit burgers.
Yeah, I'm like, not. Don't get me in the morning. I got the shakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a few bit burgers, then the hot iron can go near the
job.
I think we solved it.
Helped.
Anyone else, Heezy?
We do. Cam from Staten Island emailed us at menage.radio@gmail. Kaka wonders.
Jane is shaking her head no. She's just saying
it's
no.
It's like my favorite thing is his strange
Kaka.
Little...
Yeah.
Kaka.
Abbreviations of people's
yeah.
names.
Everyone's Haas is just, he's tight with everybody. That's
he's
the
a
thing.
Special boy.
I'm very special. So, Kaka wonders, I just found out that my girl named her dog Zeke after her ex. They adopted him, them, oh shit. They adopted him together. And then
Haas,
the
I'll never blame you again.
adopted him together, and then the dude died like a week later in an accident or something. I mean, I get it. But I want to change the name. How the fuck do I bring this shit up to my girl? Her name is Lexi. Peace.
I like
that. Wait, why did he say her name?
It was relevant, apparently.
I'm not sure. He also said goodbye.
First of all, Kaka.
He was very polite.
Said, yes, it was.
Listen,
for a man named Kaka.
Kaka.
He was very polite.
Kaka. I was not with this choice until I heard that the person had passed away, and then that feels like a little more reasonable. It's not like I'm pining away for someone who's still on the market.
It's like a sweet tribute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Zeke, huh?
I mean, the solution is just come up with a nickname for the dog.
Right.
Yeah. Like, everyone calls their dog 5 or 10 different things.
Totally.
It's true.
So if you
the dog
just,
doesn't
like,
care.
So you don't think they need to legally change it.
Right.
You don't need to file
We don't need
paperwork.
To get the DMV involved in this.
No. But you have to change the tags.
Or just go with the nickname.
What's a good nickname for Zeke?
That's what I'm trying to think of.
Just Z.
Z, yeah. Yeah.
What about Zaza?
Zaza. Kaka and Zaza.
Kaka and Zaza.
I feel like the inspiration will come to you. I would need to see the dog
yes.
and interact with him.
Can't
and then
name
I would,
a dog you haven't seen.
Then I could maybe come up with some weird nicknames.
We can help you with the nicknames.
Depending on, you know, it could be a princess or a prince. It could be like King Leopold. You don't
yes.
know.
Ooh. Interesting.
What about stately
like,
dog?
What about Keek? That's cute.
Keek?
Yeah.
Keek?
Keeky.
Keeky.
Maybe instead of Zeke.
Hmm.
Well, it has to be a male dog, right?
Yeah, what about Zed? That's Z in, you know, Europe.
Or Emperor Zod.
That's a good
Ooh.
One.
Ooh, I like that you're making
I like
this
Michael
pop
Shannon,
regal.
So I'm, like into it.
Yeah.
I love the Emperor. I love, like, shortening it to the longest name possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, you can't bring that shit up. You gotta just start calling the dog something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, I think that it would be a mistake, too.
Definitely.
Also, Kaka.
Because it shows you're insecure.
Exactly,
you
there
be,
it
I
is.
I mean, he can't come back. He's dead.
Yeah, show some fucking empathy.
He does. Yeah,
he
did.
Move
I
on.
Would wait till she's out and then call him the wrong name over and over while
oh,
feeding
yeah.
him treats. And then
Ooh.
She'll see that the dog, I just dumped my beer all over my note cards. She'll see that the dog really is responding well to.
We're just, now we're
there
dumping.
Goes the whiskey.
Right.
Now we're dumping.
Yeah, and then your partner will be like, oh, you were right. He does prefer Emperor Zod.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you've won. You've bested a dead man. Congratulations.
Wow.
That's what you want to hear.
You've already won. You're still alive.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, be secure. Don't be insecure.
Nailed it.
Mm.
I'm like covered in beer.
I want like a pug named Emperor Zod now.
Well, yeah. Get the mop or paper towels.
Do we have a mop?
A jizz mop.
Yeah, I always have to mop up after you guys.
You know this. I mean, we talked.
Okay, that's why the tablecloth is here.
That's what I was just going to say. We set it up for the tablecloth
this
to
luscious
get doused
tablecloth
today.
Yeah, I think we're good. I'm glad that we bragged about all the stains to Jane, and then she got to see a stain being made.
I mean, did you ever imagine that you'd come to this program and see a stain?
Not in my wildest
live.
Dreams.
Yeah.
Wow.
A live stain made.
But you know how to throw
live
a sex
stain.
Party.
A live stain.
Speaking of jizz,
hashtag
live stain.
Live stain. Well, we answered some questions from our listeners, and now we have some questions for our guests.
Well, we sure do.
Oh, God.
This is a little something called Six Sections. They're rapid-fire sex questions.
All you have to do is answer as quickly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes.
She seems kind of ready. All right, beginning now.
Jane, what song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
And I will always love you.
Good one. What's the sexiest animal?
Cheetah.
Who's your number one celebrity crush?
I have 5 million. I'm going to go with Michael Shannon.
Oh, yes.
Damn. Which Golden Girl best represents your dating habits?
Ooh. The really old one.
Sophia.
Sophia.
Sophia. Spicy. 69 or 420?
69.
And lastly, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Kindness.
Ah, Six Sections with Jane Hammer.
Those were great.
Those were great.
I kept meaning to like rehearse that and think more about them.
Yeah.
And then I forgot.
Yeah.
But the whole point is it's rapid fire.
I know. You're not supposed to give it too much thought.
I feel like you can try and try, but you can never fully prepare for Six Sections.
I was hoping for the president one because I was going to say Martin Van Buren.
Oh,
also,
wow.
Yeah, feel free if you think of any that you
wanted. He had really good mutton chops.
Van Buren had great chops.
Fan of the mutton chops.
Yep.
I like the mutton chops. You have mutton chops in your headshot.
I do. It's an old
headshot. It's misleading,
I
think.
I know. It's promising something I can't deliver. I walk into every room and they're like, no, you don't have to get the part.
Now
we're trying to hire
like
some mutton chops.
Braided pubes.
Yeah.
Van Buren's great. Are there any other Six Sections that we've given? What about furniture? Which furniture
right.
would you make love mm-hmm. to?
That's a, I guess, ottoman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
Nice. Follow up, cheetah. Cliche
cheetah.
Bullshit.
That line. Can't hardly wait. They're like teaching the foreign exchange student terrible things to say.
Yes. Wait, what did they say?
He says cheetah, and then he goes.
Rawr. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
can't
like,
see my hand motions, but it's a podcast.
Would you like to touch my penis?
Yes.
Yeah.
That character.
That's some good stuff.
Classic character. Was
Amanda.
That the, was that, no, I was going to say Love Hewitt. It wasn't Love Hewitt.
It was
Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
we rewatched it the other week, and so many people are in that movie.
Seth Green.
Yep.
Yeah.
The girl from
it's just like cameos galore, too. Yeah.
What's her name?
I was going to say Claire Fisher. Lauren Ambrose.
Claire
Fisher's her character's name.
It was young Hollywood at the time. It was our generation.
Oh, she's such a... She like still has baby fat. She looks like 19.
Yeah.
And Seth Green is just a crazy person.
He's when he has this like sex backpack.
Yeah. That's and he's practicing moves in the bathroom.
I need to revisit. Was that
just
on? Oh,
yeah, they get locked in the
bathroom.
We went to a bachelorette party over the weekend a few weeks ago, and we were like, let's watch all the 90s movies.
Amazing. Yes. I need to do that.
Turns out we couldn't hardly wait.
Hey, Jane.
Wow.
Yes?
69 or 420.
Oh, she answered well, that one.
She did?
Answer that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I spaced out.
Someone's paying attention.
Wow.
I thought you were really
going to
come with
me. I said 69 because I'm not a big pot smoker.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I made you do coke once in a bathroom.
I think you tried to, but someone else took all of it.
Oh.
And then
you're
we
welcome.
Got kicked out of the bathroom by the bouncer.
That's about right.
I'm just trying to pull you
so
down
fun.
To the dark tunnel that I live in with Murph.
In that bathroom.
Six Sessions with Jane Hammer. Total success.
It was a
Would
success.
You agree?
Well, I think now that we've had some questions asked and answered, it's time to get it wet.
Ooh, make it wet.
What do we do here, lover?
You know what? We're going to have a contest between the three of us.
Ha's going to judge.
Ha gets to put on his judge's cloak.
He
or what
loves
is it? His
that
robes.
Cloak.
His
he
judge's
loves those robes.
Robey cloaks.
Yeah, I don't want to know what goes on in there.
Oh, no. You talk about stains.
So we gather excerpts from various mediums that were not written to be sexy at all.
No, but we try to make them as sexy as possible.
We just knocked over another bottle. All right. So, Haas, what's our source material today?
Oh, rise, please.
Very honorable Haas.
So this week, we'll be reading the beloved 1980s sitcom Facts of Life theme song lyrics.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. We're going to start off with Diana. You should have the lyrics, correct?
I do.
Great. Now make them facts swim.
All right. Here I go. You take the good. You take the bad. You take them both. And there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing now. You know about the facts of life. The facts of life.
Ooh.
Not my best work. Oz?
Yeah, that was okay.
Wow. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah. Well, next up we have Murph. Again, should have the lyrics, correct?
I got them. I got him up in my mind.
Now make Mr. G gush.
It's Mrs. G from the Facts of Life. Mr. G.
Is you going by Mr. G now?
That's what I was thinking.
That's what he calls his penis.
Yeah.
When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. You tried to sing speak.
I know. That's
no
not fair.
Not
I didn't
tune.
Sing.
Well, there's not. I had the tune in my head.
Did,
what could I do? Mr.
There's
G was whispering
speaking.
In my ear.
Haas's dick was in your ear?
Yes.
I'm going to drink
that's
whiskey.
How he, that's how he adjudicates.
Jane just took a shot of Jameson to prepare to make it wet.
It's how you make your sexiest voice.
It's true.
It is true.
So it can get into a lower register.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
that's
wow.
An Irish whiskey.
Yeah.
No, I'll just nip.
All right.
Ooh, I am sweaty. All right.
Wait till I take my turn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Jane, you have the lyrics as well, so get ready, because I'm pretty sure you're going to put the sex act back in fact. Read it up, girl.
It takes a lot to get them right when you're learning the facts of life.
Ooh.
Learning the facts of life. Learning the facts of life. Learning the facts of life. Learning the facts of life.
Ooh. That was it?
Yeah.
You had a lot of learning the fact. That was amazing.
That was.
I liked that like call and response you had with the breathy whisper.
It was, yes. I felt like I was learning the facts of life.
I'll
teach you
a lot.
The facts of life. Mm-hmm. Ooh,
that's
I've had
a
whiskey.
Pickup line.
Is that what you told Haas on that street corner where you made out? Hello?
Probably.
Haas,
do you remember what
I don't
said?
Think he was a great student. I don't blame the teacher in that one.
I feel like I was like, shall we kiss now?
Yeah, I think actually,
I'm getting on the L train in the opposite direction.
Yeah, yeah. But I
it was very romantic.
Platform
it was
smooch.
Romantic. I thought we had some good smooches.
Wow. I thought we had some good sports. You just became like an animated creature.
No, I'm pretty sure I was slick as fuck. I was like, yo, you having fun? And you were like, oh, no, okay, I have to kiss you now.
We all have our own memories.
That's how you get him to go home.
It's truth. Haas, who won?
I mean.
You got to make a ruling.
I mean, it's Jane.
Yes.
Oh. Definitely.
Teach the facts of life.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
You taught us all everything.
We learned.
I've never won. Maybe I will someday.
Facts of Life was a solid program.
Oh, my gosh.
It's all about the call and response.
Yeah.
Yes.
Next time, just repeat everything in a breathy whisper.
That's true. Yeah.
I got to learn that. Oh, also, we just recently recorded an episode where we used a catalog you gave us.
Oh, yeah.
It's like holiday treats, and it was really fun.
And we used the Squatty Potty that you gave us.
Yes.
Yeah?
The literature, not the... You didn't give us an actual Squatty Potty.
Jane didn't give us her potty.
Well, your anniversary is coming up, so...
Wow.
You might get a special plastic gift from me.
Yeah, and I'd like to get the kink out of my colon and into the bedroom.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Out of the colon and into the bedroom.
Yes, the kink.
That's a chant. I also wish, I mean, there were no lyrics to the Miami Vice theme, as you well know.
That's true.
I mean.
Oh, yes.
We could have tried to do.
Well,
We could do an interpretive dance or something.
I know.
But you can't do that on a podcast.
Dances go over really well in radio programs.
Yeah.
Well, Haas could describe what he was seeing. Well, he can't see anything anyway.
I don't think he can describe things.
Does he have like a hole in the wall?
No,
like
I have a camera.
Little glory hole. Oh, okay. Little peephole.
A little peephole. Like...
Sometimes Mr. G comes through.
Haas sends Mr. G over to talk to us.
Yeah.
Oh.
Put out our fires. What? All right. Well, should we slide on over to Virtual Sugar?
Oh, we should.
Hmm. What we do here, Jane, is we want to see you in action. We understand they're not actually single, but we're going to pretend for a moment. Take you on a little date.
Yes, there's names in the cup. We want to see you in action. We do love Eric.
First time I've ever tried to do improv.
Oh, yeah. This will be fun watching you do improv. Just be yourself.
Were they all Haas?
No.
We're all, no.
It was Haas.
Haas. Yes.
I thought you were going to trick me.
I wish they were.
But fate has decided.
Fate made the choice.
All right.
Also, the one that got away.
Also, most of the time, what we do in this segment is barely classified as improv. So,
you could be fine. This is not my best work, but it's still fun.
Haas.
Yeah.
You saddled up.
Haas, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right. Date begins now.
Oh, Jane, I'm so glad to actually get another chance. It's been a couple of years. I feel like we've both grown as people. So I feel like it's almost this like date two, you know?
Right,
like pick up where we left off.
It's like the last 2 years didn't even happen.
Right. I should explain the hook. I was working at a deli. Kind of had some weird, you know, in between years.
So the last 2 years did happen in a big way.
Yeah. Cut my hand off, though, cutting up some provolone. But I'm actually, I kind of like it. It's cool. It's unique, you know?
I mean, it adds to your character for sure.
Yeah.
Now you have a hook, literally and figuratively.
I just wondering which direction this L train's going in here.
Oh, this is a Manhattan bound, sir.
Fuck it. I don't want to go to Manhattan. All right, well, fuck it all.
Hey, are you okay, bud? You look a little disturbed.
I'm not well.
Oh, no. Are you sick?
Yeah. I have a problem with my liver.
Oh, you're a drinker, huh? I was that way too, but I've cleaned up my act. I'm actually now mostly sober.
Haas, cut the shit. Sober. We miss you down at the deli.
Oh, my God. Larry.
Haas.
You look terrible.
I'm not well.
The cirrhosis is just not doing
it's
well.
It's sitting in.
You look pretty yellow.
I'm real yellow. I feel yellow. I did a selfie yesterday.
It's great to see you.
Yeah. Okay.
It's great to see you, but I'm trying to chat with this gal, catch up.
Really? He finally got me to get on the L train in the same direction as him.
Yep.
Oh,
my. Only took 2 years and a hook.
Can you imagine?
Look, the stories I could tell you about the last 2 years, but I won't.
All right. Well, you better not say anything.
Ben Haasley?
Yeah, hey.
Hi. Do you remember me? Well, I remember you because you fingered me with your hook and I had to have stitches.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that doesn't bode well.
Jeez.
Pause, we brought the whole deli crew down here.
Lorraine.
I sent you a bill 15 times and it was returned to sender.
Yeah, I've moved since, okay?
It cost me $2,000 to get my labia rebuilt.
Jane, this is, I mean,
they
this is
all
They
took skin from
past.
The inside of my mouth.
Okay.
The modern science is incredible. You should see these labia.
Well, I'm you know, I was just fucked up at the time, Lorraine, and you know, you were drunk, too. We both...
Of course I was drunk.
Seems like you could have just used your other hand.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, we all wondered.
That was bad decision
making. I'm still getting used to it, okay? It's like you have a phantom. You feel like you have a hand. It's weird. It's like this phantom limb.
Except it's a hook.
Yeah, it's a hook. Well, I'm so sorry that that happened to you.
Okay, well, I'm going to Venmo request you for $2,000.
Do not
put I'm
going
to send you the link to my GoFundMe for my new liver.
Okay, all right.
You don't even have to write what it's for. You can just put emojis.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll get the point across.
Just spell it out.
Lady,
emojis.
Whoever you are, be careful.
Yeah, this one's. Peace. You never hear of a keeper?
Is he the opposite of that?
Yeah. What's that? A
loser.
A loser.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little harsh, right. But that's the opposite of a keeper. You don't keep it, you lose it.
Not all that much has changed in 2 years, then, I guess.
Hey, I don't have roommates anymore.
Oh, do you still have the cat?
Yeah.
I've been wanting to meet the cat.
Oh, she's adorable. I'll show you this picture of her. I have her dressed in a scarf.
Do you pet her with the hook?
No.
All right. Well,
I had
you're
an
learning.
Unfortunate accident.
You got to keep the hooks away from the pussies. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Keep those hooks away from those pussies.
I know.
We got to end on that.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my. It almost felt like there was a second date brewing. Did you at least meet the cat?
Yes.
At least a meet cute
I've
with you and the cat.
I've just been wanting to meet the cat.
You're so kind that you were able to get over the hump or the hook and, you know, see past
the hook,
that.
As it were.
It's just one hook.
It's just one.
Two hooks, that would be harder.
Yeah.
Two hooks. A deal breaker.
Then you have to get feet involved and
and
things
who knows
get complicated.
Where it goes from there.
Yeah. I mean, you want that to
it's
be
a slippery
option.
Slope.
You don't want to have to go to the feet.
And you got
to
feed them.
Yeah, you want feet to be an option.
You got to feed.
You got to feed them? Who do you have to feed?
The two hooked man.
Oh. You don't know how to feed yourself?
I'm assuming
I mean,
if you have two hooks,
come
it's not
way,
easy.
But if you just have the hooks, yeah.
Although I shouldn't, I'm being like a disablest or whatever that is. I'm sorry.
I think ableist.
Oh.
You're being an ableist.
Yeah.
I think
you
you're
were
just
super
being
close,
an
though.
Asshole. Oh, man.
Simplify it. I've seen there was a nun that I remember that had a, that I met that had a hook.
You met
opened.
A nun?
It was just like two straight
those
hooks.
Those are good
and
hooks.
They, yeah, that you could. She was able to open them.
I saw a man on the subway. It was just
those are
a
good hooks.
Single hook.
Oh, yeah.
There was no more, you know, because at least you can grab
you
papers.
Can grab something.
Well, you want the one that's like the thing in the bodega to get the paper towels down from the top
precisely.
Rack.
Top shelf.
Haas, you should prosthetics. Get that one.
Yeah, why you got those old-fashioned
I guess we're not in the virtual date anymore.
No, we're not in the date anymore.
I'm like, is this real? He's
forever.
In another room. I don't know.
How about this? I'll get a hook and I'll eat a corn dog on it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sadly, Haas sensual. Has hands and it's time to say goodbye to Jane.
Oh.
I know. Sorry. Bad mommy.
Bad mama.
Bad mama.
Bad
I'm going to feed
mommy.
You that milk without the nutrients.
I know, because I'm a woman and I don't deserve nutrients, apparently.
New York Times, please explain that to us.
Yeah. Through an article that's more accessible to the masses.
Precisely. Pass off your research to Jezebel.
You guys don't have to say goodbye or ciao to Ms. Hammer. Follow her at GirlTakeItEasy on both Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, also, she invented the beloved hashtag, #NailMatchyMatchy. Use it. It's fun.
It is fun.
And also, look at our photo. She has a nail matchy-matchy today.
She does, with her necklace.
She kills the nails.
She's our biggest fan. Thank you, Jane Hammer.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. We've now had two hammers on
two
the
Oh, we didn't say. Paul Hammer's sister.
Yes.
Double the hammer, double the fun.
Ooh, yes. We're
that's
creating
true.
Jingles.
We are.
This program. We've had a lot of them.
Left
but, Jane, it was great to see you again.
Pause.
Thanks for coming on the show.
You can't see anyone. Just because you stick your Mr. G through the wall doesn't mean you can see people.
But no, seriously, I really dropped the ball, and I'm glad you're doing well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you don't have a hook.
Me too.
IRL.
Or two hooks.
Right.
We also technically have to thank Mr. G. That's Ben Hosley.
Hell yeah.
And our mama, UCB Comedy, for giving us the good milk.
Yeah. no matter our gender.
Oh, hey, also, all our New York friends, Murph, Diana, and myself, we're doing this weird, wild show Saturday, February 11th. We'll have a link in the description for details.
Messy show.
The messy show. We can't wait.
Everyone's going to get covered in sauce and cream. That's just a preview.
Will there be corn dogs?
You know what? I think I might get some hot dog water.
In light of this new... Now, is that...
to bathe in?
Yeah. Gross.
Where's Fred Durst? Where's he been?
Wherever he is, he's still filthy rich.
You think he's holding on to that money? He's invested wisely.
Oh, man.
He learned from MC Hammer's mistakes.
Yeah. Let us all learn from MC Hammer's mistakes.
New pants, new investments.
Sometimes you don't need parachute pants.
Did it all for the hot dog water.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network. We'll be right back.